I'm Ian Stell, and I live in Red Hook, Brooklyn, with my wife and two cats. So I make furniture, which is, I would say, as much sculpture as it is practical furniture. And I come from a sculpture and painting background, and arrived at making furniture because I got very interested in this kind of making objects that people physically interact with and not only look at. A lot of the pieces that I make have moving, articulating parts of various sorts. A chair that spins around in a circle, it's made from basically three wheels. Chairs that turn inside out, chairs that don't have sort of designated use. They're sort of open-ended. But at its core, you know, all of my designs sort of sit somewhere in between kind of poetry about functional objects and ones that are actually functional, if that makes sense. It's interesting, I've gotten comments recently from a few different people that when they saw my work and didn't know my background, they assumed that I have an engineering background or that I was trained as an architect, and that couldn't be further from the truth. I mean, my relationship to these kinds of things is very intuitive. I've sort of taught myself to a large degree to be an engineer of my own, you know, designs, and it taught myself a lot about how to put things together and how to make them function and which materials work. That part of it, of what I do, I don't really know where exactly that came from. I've been interested in architecture for years. Design is something that I've never really, till 2 years ago, I didn't formally study design. I like to see things that and make things that I've never seen before. That's really central to what I do. And it's not a matter of trying to one-up everything else that's in the world. It's not at all that, really. It's more about adding variation, you know, and adding complexity. A lot of my designs, I don't hesitate to pursue something, even if it is incredibly complex, and the complexity of it seems completely, from a practical standpoint, sort of ungainly and impractical. That I find really interesting, because it often leads to things that haven't been seen before, and as far as I'm concerned, the world is about complexity, nature is about complexity, and although I'm very happy that there are many people that take a kind of reductive approach to design and to art, and that sort of have a notion of purity of some sort or another. I'm glad they're there because they come up with all sorts of interesting kind of aesthetics and ideas, but it's not the way I think at all.